Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Kouse, you've lost your mind. Now, this is what sparked a fight between you and producer Dom.
Yeah.
You brought this up yesterday. Well, we brought it up, and then you added to it. And I just wonder, do you still have the same feelings about Kyle Schwarber and the chances of him being a Pirate?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's say that it happens. Let's feed into, and I like that you're pushing the positive out there. I do like that. That's good. But any other Pirate fan that is out there knows that it is not going to happen. But let's say it does happen. What do you think that does to this baseball team? Say that's the only signing that they make is Kyle Schwarber as a DH.
I didn't say it'd be the only signing.
Significant signing. Let's say it's that because they're gonna have to pay him like $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
Over 3 years.
Yeah.
So $90 million.
Mm-hmm.
Say that's the only big-time signing that they make, and then they kind of, you know, backfill with some other just guys. What does that do to this lineup? What does that do to this team?
When you have more hitters that can protect the guys you already have that are doing well, then you've got more chances of success throughout your entire lineup. That's not earth-shattering analysis, but Kyle Schwarber can hit home runs, and that's something that you need. Pirates haven't really hit home runs as a team. But it also, you know, if he's a threat and teams are trying to pitch around him or avoid him, you're going to have your other hitters get better pitches throughout the lineup, and then they have a better chance of success, I think. The Pirates right now have an issue where you don't have enough strong hitters, so pitchers have confidence throwing to the bad hitters, and then, you know, when the good hitters come up, they either have the confidence to throw to the good hitters or they can just pitch around the good hitters when they're hot because the rest of the lineup's not strong enough to compensate.
Do you think there's a chance that they sign Kyle Schwarber and somebody else?
Yeah.
So now you're doubling down on not just Kyle Schwarber, but you think that they could sign Kyle Schwarber and a Cal Tucker?
Maybe not that. I'm not thinking two, like, huge signings. I'm thinking what you said before. I'm thinking Kyle Schwarber's the big one, and then they go and they get somebody else who is above average that's out there right now. Whether that's in a trade or whether that's a free agent signing, I think that they get somebody with a significant amount of pay that they put on their roster. I cannot see them sitting on their hands another season here. You got a lockout looming, and you've got Paul Skeens on the roster. I mean, College Game Day made fun of the Pirates.
Yeah.
I mean, on Saturday. It's like, I mean, they've got to do something in this regard. And I think that they will do something considering the pitching staff that they have. And I just want to be optimistic. Optimistic. Hello. That's my whole point, though, is like the offseason is a time where you can use your imagination. There's Jeff Passan, big MLB reporter, said that this is going to happen. Or not going to happen, but this is something that's being pursued. And he just doesn't say things like that. So use your imagination. Because, again, my whole point on this, I keep saying it over and over again, once the season begins, they're playing games. You have tangible results at that point. And if they're not winning games, you're going to be sad anyway. So why not use the offseason as a spot for some optimism? Some
well, hope? I mean, it takes two to tango, so let's flip it to Kyle Schwarber. Like, it's okay, and maybe the Pirates are like, yeah, we want to sign Kyle Schwarber, and we're willing to pay the money. That's all lip service, but why would Kyle Schwarber want to sign here? Tell me that.
The money.
You don't think that somebody else will outbid the Pirates?
It depends. I don't know. I mean,
you don't think like the Yankees or the Dodgers would be like, yeah, well, we want Kyle Schwarber.
It's not like it's never happened before. Russell Martin was out. The Pirates paid Russell Martin more than the Yankees were willing to offer him. Now, Russell Martin wasn't in the market for a mega contract at that time, but Kyle Schwarber's somebody that will follow the money, and I'm sure that there's a point. Like, the Yankees right now are trying to sign Cody Bellinger back. So that's one of their priorities right now. So mm-hmm. I don't think if they're pursuing Cody Bellinger that the Yankees are going to try to get Kyle Schwarber. So that's one.
It's the Yankees. They could do whatever they want.
But I don't think they're going to. Their lineup's pretty...
What about the Phillies?
Yeah, the Phillies...
Sign him back.
The Phillies might not see him as that great of an option because he's getting older and they might go test free agency somewhere else by paying a guy like Kyle Tucker or any of the other outfielders money and invest in them because they're younger and more in their prime.
There's literally almost every other team out there that I think that would it doesn't have to be the big dogs, the Yankees, Dodgers, Mets. Like, I think there's literally any other team out there that'd be like, yeah, we're gonna outbid the Pittsburgh Pirates for Kyle Schwarber, and I think Kyle Schwarber would be like, yeah, I'd rather play for the Royals, than to play for the Pittsburgh Pirates.
Why do you say the Royals?
I'm just saying,
they're not
just
in a good spot.
I know, but think about it. They're in better spots than the Pirates.
Yeah, they did make the playoffs last season. I forget that. They got steamrolled by the Yankees in 24, but they did make the playoffs.
I'm just saying. I think it takes two to tango. Like, even if the Pirates are in on it and do want to sign him and have the money set aside in their mind to offer him a deal, why would Schwarber want to take the deal with the Pirates when there's probably another deal on the table somewhere else where he probably is like, I probably have a better chance of winning other places. That's what I'm saying.
I just don't know why it's being reported on like it is then. The Pirates are in... In pursuit of this.
Passan's, the best at his job in his field. I'm not taking anything away from him. I just don't believe that the Pirates are going to get it done. Like, I can say that, I want to be 6'4", but I'm not. Like, never going to be.
And nobody's ever reported on you getting taller, and that's my point, too. Somebody's reporting on this. A trusted source.
People have reported that I was 6'4", but I'm not. I wish I was 6'4". I went first round. Gee.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.